Thunder. Shouldn't the problem just come out of not having jobs or within Washington?
When you're not ready to play, everything is harder. So,
how difficult was it for you to get an offensive mile rate for something like that? I mean, you were different.
Well, I think it was about 8 minutes. We weren't playing particularly well before then. And neither were they. I didn't think they were any more ready to play than we were. They just, when they saw an opportunity in the second half, they took it. And, you know, we didn't. That being said, what Rafer and Mason did was inexplicable, really. That it was more important to try to get the last word in than it was thinking about your team's needs. That, from both athletes' perspectives, really inexplicable how you could do that to your teams.
You mentioned that maybe did it get worse by shooting that ball and like affect anything ever?
Yeah, I think again, as everyone wants to throw praise, I didn't like what I saw against Seattle. I haven't liked what I saw against Denver at home. I don't like the way we're playing at home right now. But, again, when sometimes you're getting results that you like, even though the play isn't what you'd like, again, we're not playing well enough. I think we're forgetting how hard it is to win, how hard it is to win when you're down a star player, and, you know, we got pounded on the board, we didn't close to the three-point line, you know, we just got out everything. Well, along with everything else, I didn't think any particular position played particularly well, so I would include them. Yeah, I think it'd be a fair evaluation if everybody else was ready to play and we were putting a lot into the game, and then you'd be able to tell. You know, but some of our turnovers were particularly bad, you know, due to disruption because of pressure. And, but that was just one phase. I thought, you know, our readiness to rebound the ball was particularly bad again.
Was your concern, Jeff, you know, sometimes the wind is elusive to guys, but do you think that the team has reacted well? You know, even though that they win, they realize that, hey, we could have done this better.
No, I think winning builds your, if you allow it, and it certainly with our team, we allow it to dull our sense of urgency, and we really don't. You know, trying to point out from another team's vantage point like New Orleans just how quickly it can change from good to bad and also bad to good. Where they went 4-0, 8-3, then they went through a stretch of injury 4-19, and then they now won 9 out of their last 13. It can change. So Battier comes up hobbling. You know, your point guard tries to get the last word in. Mac doesn't have one of those heroic nights. You get rested, inspired play from everybody else it changes. And it doesn't necessarily bounce back your way either. You have to work toward it. So it's hard to win, and every team, you know, except the very best, probably don't realize just how hard and how much you have to put into it to win. And you get tired of losing in this league, and usually, because of when you get tired of losing, you usually rise up with great efforts. You can also get tired of winning doing what it takes, putting yourself before the team. I mean, putting the team before yourself, I should say. Getting ready to play. Doing every little necessary thing, you know, when you get tired of winning, you stop doing those things, and you just rely on, the hope that the other team is worse than you. And certainly, I thought tonight, both teams were particularly bad in the first half. Then they seized an opportunity to get a much-needed win, and we didn't have that same mentality that we needed to win as much as they did, and it showed and was very reflective and very disappointing.
What happened to Shane, and what was he looking
like now? He hurt himself on a shot, and thought he hobbled around pretty good after that. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Anything else?